100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Ari. Hello, Scott.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Hitting paddock stations, everyone. Calm down.
No, we've got... So, I'll just fill you in.
Yes.
So, there's a bit of a situation with the buttons of the desk, right? And literally, to keep things for us to be able to hear and know what's going on, somebody has to hold down the buttons at all times.
When all sound goes out of the headphones as the opening music's playing, there's a local warrior out
there. A little bit of panic going on.
Wonderful day to start the week.
It's fantastic. Well, it is. It's Monday.
It's a Monday. What do we expect?
And Monday is my favourite day.
Do you reckon?
100%.
Chaotic.
No, because you've got the possibilities of the whole week ahead.
That's true.
Anything can happen. So,
are you also saying it's only going up from here?
Well, always.
Okay.
All right.
Started from the bottom. Now
we're going up.
And you know what? And Friday's only a few days away, guys. So the weekend's basically here. Let's get around it. Feel Good Monday. Behind the scenes, we're going to try and fix what's going on here because I'm literally holding things down. You know what it's like when you go up to the gates of a fancy house and they've got a little intercom and you push the... You do that and they go, yes, hi, how can I help you? Who's this?
This is how the show's functioning this morning.
It's a delivery guy here and that's what we're doing now. I'm doing the intercom thing so you can hear what's going on.
But Crevo is the pizza delivery guy, everyone.
I am the pizza delivery guy of this show.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, I've discovered something pretty awesome.
And here we go.
It's a public service announcement.
Yeah.
My mic sounds weird. I sound like a robot.
Can you hear yourself all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, anyway, so over the weekend, I decided to treat myself to a little bit of Mackey D's, okay? I love myself a bit of Macca's, especially their toasted cheese, tomato and ham sandwiches.
I've never bought a toasty from Macca's.
It's not exactly the first thing I go to Macca's to buy.
Okay, well,
you love it.
Highly suggest it. Anyway, I went to Wall's End McDonald's.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay.
Oh, love it.
Now, I've been to quite a few McDonald's in the areas over the years, and Wall's End takes the cake. It is the freshest. It has the most cheese in all of its, burgers and toasties, also McMuffins and things like that. So I would definitely go to Wall's End.
Just a little Wall's End Macca's review.
Have you been through the drive-thru? The drive-thru is like a roller coaster because it goes down and dips around the side and comes back around the building. Mm.
It's a very strange drive.
An experience.
That is fun. There we go.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And she's back in the studio again for another day. Jackie, how was your weekend?
Good morning. My weekend was great, thank you. Very busy, actually.
Yeah, what'd you get up to?
Well, I had work both days, but yesterday afternoon, I actually helped one of my friends. Her sister-in-law owns a business, a clothing business.
Mm.
So, I helped her shoot some social media content for that.
This actually came up on my TikTok For You page.
Did it?
It did. I saw it and was like, that's Jackie.
That's so good.
That's a good sign, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a very, very good sign. So keep an eye out for Jackie on your socials.
So were you doing the photography or were you the one being photographed?
A bit of both. I'm a bit of an ideas gal, so...
He's an ideas man, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. How good's that?
I came with a notes list. I'm like, I've actually been looking on TikTok and...
Well, these are the trends that are going at the moment. Oh, my God.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Well, you could get yourself a little social media manager gig there on the side. I like that. Very good.
Wait, I just have to ask one question. Was that the video of you running through a hallway?
Yes.
And looking scared?
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah, it's not as glamorous as it may seem. You think social media content, like, I'll be looking stunning. There's several takes of that where I look very scary.
I love it. I want to see more. Let's jump into our news, though. Jackie, a bit of crime to kick us off. A man has been caught drink driving five times over the limit.
Yeah, so this happened actually over the long weekend, and he was caught with allegedly a reading of 0.307.
Jeez,
that is that is high.
That's very high.
Yeah, so he was driving over the long weekend, Sunday afternoon, Mitsubishi Outlander along Tocal Road in Paterson. Some members of the public noticed that he was driving a little bit strange, and then allegedly he fell out onto the roadway when he pulled up at a service station, fell out of the car.
Oh,
yeah. It's never good when you fall out of a car. Never a situation in life where it's going well, is there?
No. If movies have taught us anything, it's stay in your car. Don't fall out of the car.
That's right. Certainly is. Look, and another story around traffic as well. Police looking for info after a motorcycle pursuit.
Yeah. So as I said, I was working this weekend. There's a lot been happening with motorbikes, and this was one particular story where police are still investigating. In Cessnock yesterday, so very early Sunday morning, 12:30 a.m. along Wollumbye Road, and the pursuit travels across like several areas in Cessnock, but the police were chasing a motorbike that was driving on the road, didn't fail to stop. And then the bike has later appeared in bushland because they had to terminate the pursuit. And now they're looking for anyone with information who might be able to provide them with some more details.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And without a doubt, the biggest superstar in the world has got to be Taylor Swift.
Well,
no question.
She's very famous. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I say a little bit known.
She's the biggest celebrity in the world.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No question.
Well, you'd notice her walking down the street, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd notice the paparazzi first. You'd notice the legion of Swifties following after her. Over the last couple of days, she's been talking about the Eras Tour as it's marked its 100th show over in the UK, in Liverpool. With the 100th show, she's announced the end of the Eras Tour, which is happening in December of this year.
End of an era.
It's the end of an era. It's the end of this era. Then it goes into her next era.
So I'm not really across much of her touring and stuff, obviously, because I'm not a fan. But is that over a year that she's been touring now?
So the first Eras Tour was back in March 2023.
It's only a year and a half.
The 18th of March 2023, to be specific. And so she's been going and going and going. She had a bit of a hiatus at the end of last year and into the start of this year.
So she's had a break.
Yeah.
She had about 2 months off.
It's hardly a year's work if you have 2 months off, is it?
Can you imagine, though, doing the same thing 100 times over?
Boring.
Yeah, that's
true. And night after night after night.
Yeah, that's true.
And still she's able to pull the cat out of the rabbit out of the hat. And have surprise songs and sets and everything.
Well, there's no excuse now for her to stuff up. She can't stuff up now. Well, she has to make everything perfect.
Well, there's been a whole thing about as the Eras Tour, because it is an era, but then there have been errors in the tour. Like the time she swallowed a fly, there was her keyboard malfunctioning, malfunctioning. She's been photographed recently blowing her nose and doing the old flick.
I saw the big long boogie.
Yeah, but it happens. Like she's performing for 3 hours. It's 44 songs back to back. She's caused earthquake activity in Scotland recently. It's the third time that the crowd stomping around has caused an earthquake. It's raised an absolute ton of money as well. Creva, you're the one that's told me this, actually. The tour's economic valuation is estimated to be $5 billion, which is higher than the GDP of 50 countries. That is insane.
So she's definitely making financial waves. And, you know, for someone who's, I'll give you this, she's an all right singer. She's very popular, isn't she, for someone who's just a...
Who's just basic, yeah.
Yeah, sort of average singer.
She's not basic. There is not a market she doesn't have influence in. To the point that Booking.com have come out and said that there's been such an increase in searches for, like, hotels and hostels and accommodation in the locations where she's touring, as well as location dupes. So places with the same name in different locations around the world. For example, the first Eras Tour kicked off in a suburb called Glendale in Arizona. So guess where all the tourism's been?
Glendale in
Newcastle. Well, I was going to say, was there any big shows in Newcastle in the UK?
That's exactly right. It gets the traction.
Yeah.
And she's been the big driving force for all of it. It's unbelievable.
Well, they probably saw that and went, we can stop in at Glendale Shopping Centre on the way through,
Get some snacks before the show starts.
That's perfect.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
This beautiful sunny day yesterday, and like the rest of the week's supposed to be sunny as well.
Lovely.
Should I be getting solar panels? Because I was sitting on the back deck yesterday. I was looking up. They go, look at all that wasted energy. Mm-hmm. I could be turning that into a little electricity farm here.
It's
you
not
know?
A bad idea.
They're expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're supposed to pay themselves back. And
do you get those door knockers come round to your property and they go, do you own the home? If you own it, would you like to put solar panels on?
And they know full well off Google Maps who's got them, who doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes.
They've gone around, they've gone, right, so on that street, you know, you go to 6, 12 and 19. Mm-hmm. None of them have panels, go ask them, mm-hmm. right? So I'm thinking about it, guys, because I looked up at that big ball of burning energy up in the sky and went...
Monetize it.
I could monetize that.
I know my mate, his parents wanted solar panels, but they couldn't afford them at the time. So they asked him to pay for them. And so this is when he was like 15. And he's bought solar panels for his house. He was eating noodles for weeks because he just couldn't afford anything else.
Oh. But that's a very unusual purchase for a 15-year-old, isn't it?
It's a weird way of going about it. But yeah, they do cost a pretty penny. But if they pay themselves off, I suppose they might be worth it.
It might be worth the investment. I don't know. I'm not... I saw that potential energy and thought, that could be mine.
While you're at it, put the wind turbines in the backyard and put a windmill there to harvest water.
Hey, they're talking about bringing wind energy to Newcastle. Maybe Mayfield's the spot.
There you go.
Do you need a special permission to put up one of them?
I genuinely don't know.
It's my land. Surely I'm allowed to.
New FM. The Novos.
Now we're going to take a look at on this day. It is June 17. We're actually halfway through the month already. Guys, just quickly.
Flying through.
Certainly is.
It's scaring me a little bit. Need to slow down, please. So let's start in the year 1885, in the year yonder, June 17, a Statue of Liberty herself actually arrived in New York City on this day aboard a French ship.
You always forget that Statue of Liberty shipped over.
It was a gift.
Yeah, that is wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. But the thing is, I've always wanted to go there. Like, that was one of my bucket list items.
It's great. Go and check out the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, you've
been? Yeah, I went and checked out the Statue of Liberty. It's pretty cool.
Did you climb it?
Nah.
So
can you actually climb it?
I don't know if you still can, but back in the day, you know, when things were in black and white and when I went over there, right, actually got to climb it. And while we're at the top, there was a full lightning storm.
Oh, that's mad.
And it's not sort of, I guess, how can I put this, sealed very well. You can.
Right.
There's all these gaps. You can look out and see the ocean, and with the lightning flashing, you could see it through the gaps.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
also,
very cool.
Whenever you think of this statue, you think about disaster movies. Like, the statue is always featured in it. Anyway.
That's so true. Never thought of that.
Nearly 100 years on, in 1970, on June 17, British rock band Led Zeppelin, you may have heard of them, begin their last European tour.
There we go.
The last European tour. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know they were that old. In 2018, fast forward, The Incredibles 2 sets a box office record for an animated release, earning $180 million its opening weekend. What were your thoughts on
I haven't Marvel seen 2? Any Incredibles.
What?
Well, that's a conversation for another day.
Have you seen them,
Scott?
Absolutely. I haven't seen... I've seen both of them. I didn't enjoy the second one nearly as much as I enjoyed the first one, though.
Isn't that interesting? Everyone has the same review.
It's funny, though, that I thought what they did really well is that the sequel is a direct link to the first one. So where the first one ends, the second one starts.
Yeah,
where so many sequels are like... Oh, 6 months down the track or 3 weeks down the track. It's not literally, it stops and then it starts. It's great.
I don't, it looks, from the outside, looks no good. Like an animated family.
The Incredibles, watch it. It's very, very good.
Yeah, definitely start with the first one and maybe just leave it at that. Let's move on to some famous...
good tip.
Yeah, famous birthdays now for June 17. Rapper Kendrick Lamar turns 36 today.
He's been having a lot of beef recently, hasn't he?
Is that with... what's his face?
Yep, that's probably him.
Drake? I think Drake? So. Two of them have been going at it, and you're like, what are you talking about? Like, it's, savage.
Yeah, I can't
believe
it.
Believe it or not, I'm not right into what beef that is.
Really?
Yeah.
You take me as a big rap guy, Mark.
Well, I am, actually, I'll have you know. If you look at my Spotify, it's all rap.
Also, tennis star Venus Williams celebrates her 43rd birthday, while singer and composer Barry Manilow, who you may know of, turns 80. He's known for working on film soundtracks as well as Thumbelina and Pretty in Pink. He's a pop singer.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, he's a famous composer as well. So there you go. He's 80 today on June 17. That's it.
New
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
And it's just been announced that our Sam Pang is going to be hosting the Logies again for this year, which is super duper exciting. Yeah, he did a great job last year, so he's going to be doing them again this year. And a lot of the comments about this announcement were saying, who watches telly anymore? Everything is on streaming services. And you go, yeah, okay, that's fair.
That's pretty fair judgment.
Oh, apparently, though, there's still a lot of television watchers.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's still a market for TV. Ari's got a hand up. Yes, it's Ari.
Yeah, I watch free-to-air every night.
Well, that's the thing. With free-to-air telly, it's always been you watch one episode a week or one episode a night, whenever it comes out. And that's the basis for free-to-air television.
Yeah. And it's free. And it's free. Worth it, right?
The devil's in the detail. It's in the name.
Yeah.
I'm getting up my soap this morning. You should not have to wait on a week-by-week basis for a television series on a streaming service. So, it grinds me something awful.
Well, I know what you mean.
When we were growing up, and you love The Simpsons, Scott, for example, so that's what we grew up with. Or, you know, certain types of, like, The Saddle Club or something like that. That was, like,
another one of Scott's favourite shows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hello, Well, This Is Me. For everyone, whoever the song goes.
But we also grew up waiting for a new episode, like, week on, week out. So, you know, it's something that we should probably be more inclined to be used to again.
Yeah, and the idea that television is an appointment, that idea, that mindset's kind of gone out the window with your streaming and on access anytime. Like, you no longer need to set an appointment for 8:30 Tuesday night to watch Packed to the Rafters because it's on whenever you want at any time.
That's true.
And this is what gets me is last week, Thursday was a massive day for streaming services. The Boys season 4 dropped on Amazon.
Oh yeah.
I love the show. It's not for the faint hearted. So kids don't watch it. Don't let the kids watch it.
Okay.
And Bridgerton dropped as well. The second half of Bridgerton.
That's one for the kids, especially these latest episodes, isn't it? That's what I've heard.
Recommend.
But the whole thing is Bridgerton came out as a two-parter. So they did like a few episodes and then said, "Oh, wait a month." And then here's a couple more. The Boys have dropped the first 3 episodes of the new season and then said on a week-by-week basis. It's a no from me. You can't tell me it's not made.
That's exactly.
It's not like, they're waiting to, film something next week and then put it together next week. But, like, Doctor Who, like, the brand new season of that, they only released, like, the first 2 episodes and then waiting, like, a month as well, and then another episode came out, and it's been, like, very flippant all over the place.
You know what this is? It's the streaming services being greedy little gutses holding on to your money because I'm guessing that they think some people, they'll watch Bridgerton and then they'll go, I've seen all of those PG-rated scenes. I'm going to cancel my subscription now till the next time it comes out.
Yeah, because it's monthly subscriptions.
Yeah, so they'll just watch. Right. They'll just get it for a month and then cancel and then come back to it.
But there you go.
It's in the name. If it's free, you're willing to put up with stuff. Same as advertising.
Sure.
You're willing to put up with it if it's free because it's free. But if I'm paying top dollar for Netflix, Amazon, Disney, all the rest of them, you're paying upwards of $500 a year for streaming services. Then they go, no, we're going to hold you in one hand, get you in the palm of our hand, and you have to wait for us. Oh, they're greedy.
Question for you, Scott.
Yep.
Will you cancel waiting for the Boys?
Absolutely. You'll be waiting. Of course I won't.
So they have won.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, I've inherited a special guest over the weekend, guys.
What do you mean you've inherited? Who passed away? You said you inherited something.
Yeah, I inherited. Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you know, that is some strong language on Ari's behalf.
Yeah.
Hang on. Just let me explain, please.
Okay.
So I get a random text from my mother and father who went down to Sydney over the weekend. And they're like, we're bringing a special guest home. I'm like, great. Okay. Walk through the door. I hear the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch of little feet. It's my nephew Murphy, my little fur baby.
You got a dog. Oh, it's a dog.
My dog.
I'm glad we got there in the end.
It was a treacherous journey.
Anyways,
where are we going?
So my brother's dog, Murph, he's coming to stay with us over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that will make you so happy. You love that dog, don't you?
Make me happy. You should see my father. I haven't seen him smile this much in about 2 months.
Oh, that's good.
He loves that dog more than me.
Since Ari came
Shut up.
Hang on, that timeline lines up perfectly.
No, it's good. But we had our first morning together, Murph and I, because I get up at 3 o'clock, right? Sure. Early job. And I'm like, oh, no. He's in sleeping with, like, mum or dad or whatever. He's in another room with the door shut. It'll be fine. I won't wake him up. He won't need anything. I go to the toilet this morning. Who opens the door as I'm on the toilet? Murphy. Props his head in. He's like, morning! Murphy, go away! Anyway, so that's going to be
you were busy.
Treat.
You were busy trying to do your business, and he just wanted to look.
He's up in my business.
In his defense, when you take him for a walk, you're watching him do his business.
That's true.
So he's looking at you going, first bet, come on.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Growing up, it was all about the brands in the 90s. Mm. So you guys, were you alive? Were you up and running in the 90s, Scott?
Yeah.
I was too, thank you.
You absolutely were not.
Yeah, hardly. Well, you're a Gen Z-er at heart, right?
Yeah, but my family is very 90s based. Yeah. So like, they didn't come into
the next
century.
Doesn't count.
Just because you know someone alive in the 90s doesn't make you a 90s kid.
Never mind, I'm not going to try and defend myself.
No, okay? No need. Anyway, it's not beside the point, right? In the 90s, your brands were everything. Mm. Billabong, Ripcurl, Volcom. People had them. They'd splash the brand in the biggest possible writing across the front of the shirt, across everything. It was all about getting the brand known that you owned a branded thing.
Yeah.
That was the thing. However, with Gen Z, apparently, they don't care about brands as much. It's just about the look. Okay. Which is leading to what they're calling the rise of the dupe. So things that are of the look of the real item, but apparently Gen Z don't care about the brands. They're not bothered that it's not the real thing.
Gen Z don't care, really.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what the studies are showing, right? So there's a big rise in very similar items. Plus, companies are getting smarter at, I guess, navigating the loopholes of making very similar things without crossing the, I guess, boundary of what's allowed, if that makes sense, breaking trademark or whatever.
Yeah, ripping things off.
Exactly. So a couple of examples, right? And we'll start in the world of furniture. So you can buy this, right on trend at the moment, is this Coco Republic lounge chair.
I'm going to type it into Google.
$1,600. It is the most, trendy, expensive sort of lounge chair you can get at the moment. But there's this one called Brossa, right, which is so similar. If you blinked twice, you would think, oh, they've just swapped them. $400.
What?
So it's like a quarter of the price, and it goes across everything as well. Like your Dyson vacuums are getting copied, and Gen Z this is the marketing research. They're going, as long as it kind of looks the same, I'll take it, as if it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And then it also moves into the world of like your supermarket and food.
Yep.
And capitalizing well and truly on this is Aldi.
Oh, of course they are.
Because they are right across it. So your regular Nutri-Grain, if you want a 470 gram big box, $9, right? Cereal's getting expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But they have Power Grain, which once again, if you blinked and looked twice, you might have thought the boxes have been swapped.
Yeah.
And the name's pretty similar, let's face it. $4.99. So Aldi has gone, you know what? We're across this Gen Z thing. We're gonna make money out of this.
But it costs a living crisis. You don't want to be spending top dollar.
That's it.
And there's no need to. It's all like, again, you're going to be using it for the same functionality as the expensive stuff. I'm all for brand names. I am. But also,
If it's
you can get a little bit cheaper. Get a little bit cheaper.
Exactly. Are those real Crocs you're wearing, Scott?
100% they are.
Oh, or are they rocks?
No, they're... Okay. They are, if they are knock-off Crocs, I call them Croc-offs.
That's why he's on the radio.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Time for What's the Goss, shall we?
All right, there's two stories kicking about. One for me, one for Ari, and you have to guess who the other person is talking about. We'll describe a situation or celebrity gossip that's been roaming around. And Creva, you can throw your 2 cents worth in as well.
Yeah, and I'll be the guesser, the main guesser here, I reckon. Here
we go. Easy, Ari, do you want to kick things off this morning?
Sure. Mine is actually something I'm really passionate about, okay? So very, very much listen in. A national hero of ours has been done dirty after a an Aussie politician featured him in a cartoon, without permission, of course.
Ooh.
I know who this is, so I'm going to leave it because I'm actually a big fan of the video. I was laughing hysterically.
So it's a politician's made a cartoon about another celebrity, is it?
Yes, an Aussie icon.
Ooh, this
actually,
is...
two Aussie icons, but this is the main one that I care about.
Is it Robert Irwin?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It is the one and only.
Robert Irwin. Shut up. Hey, those recordings. So according to some sources, Robert Irwin is actually suing One Nation leader Pauline Hanson for defamation, which doesn't surprise me, actually, but I will reserve that judgment. His character was depicted in the latest episode of one of her political cartoon videos in the Please Explain series, you know, on YouTube.
I vaguely remember she's got that.
Yeah, she's still releasing them. I don't know why. Who's watching them? Anyway, so the video in question was titled The State of Queensland. Scott's just raising his hand there. He watches them. It features caricatures of Sunshine State icons, Robert, and also Bluey, taking a tour around Queensland and finding out that it wasn't quite up to scratch. So, in other words, she's complaining about Queensland and she's using Robert Irwin to do it.
Interesting.
What's even more interesting is the fact that legal reps of Robert Irwin have sent a cease and desist letter to the studio team that produces Hanson's attempt of a satirical cartoon just hours after the video was uploaded to YouTube. Apparently, Irwin has demanded that the video be taken down from all platforms. They have until today to do it.
Wow, it'll be interesting to see if she does it.
South Park's been doing this for years. And Park is still here. Family Guy does it. But, I don't know what leg he's got to stand on.
But look, honestly, but it's Pauline Hanson's Plumes Explode series. Like, that's not a comedy type, you know, Hollywood thing. It's literally her just complaining about stuff.
It's satire, though. Yeah, it's satire, and that's why they'll get away. They'll push it under that agenda. And it's satire, and he doesn't say anything bad. That's not the commentary. The commentary of the video is about the state of Queensland, but Robert himself is not talking bad about the state of Queensland.
Right.
He's not.
Oh, look, as we say that, he's just popped up on the TV in our studio. That's really cute. My thing is, though, don't ever come for Robert Irwin.
Ah, oh, yes, you'd be defending
him. Yes.
Because you can hear it in Ari's voice.
Don't do it.
There's a deep love for this man. Have a listen again.
No. Robert Irwin.
Oh, God. You can actually, you can hear the love hearts coming out of her mouth as she says it.
You can. It's like vomiting out
Stop
of her.
Stop it.
It is. A celebrity has taken to Instagram with a very, very big warning and special message, particularly heading into Father's Day over in some parts of the world over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he's taken to Instagram quite shakily to announce to make sure that you wear a helmet when you're riding your bike because he's had a big accident and hurt himself.
I've seen this, actually. I know who it is.
Do you know, Crevo?
I feel like I saw the story on the weekend but didn't pay attention.
Is it a famous chef?
It is a famous chef. It is Gordon Ramsay himself.
Yeah. He fell off his bike.
He fell off, but it's serious, as in he's purple. As in he's
all right.
Yeah.
He's then I can do this joke. What's between these two bits of bread? An idiot sandwich. Put your helmet on, mate.
Oh. He wore his helmet. That's the whole point.
Oh, he did.
Wore his helmet, so he's saying that the helmet saved his life.
What? Really?
So quite a serious. His whole side is purple. And so in the video, he's lifted up his... He's still wearing his Chef Whites. He lifted up his shirt.
Of course he is. Yeah, he wears them 24/7.
That's his brand. And he's purple. His whole side is purple. It's, real quite confronting.
I've seen the video of this. Yeah, when you say he's fully purple, he is. Did he go to hospital? Is he said what he's in?
Yeah, so he's been to hospital. We had the bike crash in Connecticut over in the US. He didn't break any bones or suffer major injuries, but he's bruised up and looking like a purple potato, to quote.
Put normal clothes on. You're not actually cooking stuff all the time. Why have you got Chef Whites on? That's what's annoyed me the most.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
And your chance to win this morning on 4967 4105, playing Lowest Deluxe. Three items. You've got to place them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. You can do that easily enough. You can walk away with a couple of tickets to go and check out The Woman in Black. It's coming to the Civic Theatre next month, and we've got tickets for Thursday the 25th, starring Danny McPherson John Waters. It's going to be a good production too.
That is what a great prize. Yeah. Off to the Civic Theatre. It's a night out. You know, you feel about, you know, important in town, off part of, you know, the high society, walking the red carpet and all that.
It is a beautiful, beautiful theatre, and it's going to be an exceptional show. Nicole in Woodbury's thoughts. Good morning, Nicole. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Nicole, straight off the bat, what is your favourite vegetable?
Carrot.
Okay, not bad, not bad.
Good choice.
Well, Nicole,
yeah, strong choice. Yeah.
Today is National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Oh dear God!
So all items have something to do with vegetables.
And okay,
Nicole, have you ever purchased a vegetable before?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Well, I think you're in good stead then.
You're on the money.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
You will not have a problem here, Nicole. Are you ready for your three items?
I'm ready to roll.
Beautiful, let's Nicole. Go. Kicking things off. A Mr. Potato Head Play School Friends classic figure from Big W. A Nutribullet juicer dishwasher, 800 milliliters for fruits and veggies from The Good Guys. And wrapping things up with a kilo bag of carrots from Coles. So just to recap, your three items. A Mr. Potato Head figure from Big W. A Nutribullet juicer from The Good Guys. And a kilo bag of carrots. You got to tell me what's the cheapest to the most expensive.
Now, being a big carrot fan, you should be at least, you know, well versed on the price
halfway
of that.
There.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Take it away. Cheapest to most expensive. What have you got
all
for
right.
us?
Carrots, Mr. Potato Head, and then the Nutribullet.
Oh, right. You want to lock those in.
Yep.
I do.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Cheap these days.
They
though.
Are not cheap at
neither
all.
Are carrots.
But I've just bought a Nutribullet for work the other day, so I know that they're expensive.
Oh my God.
See, sometimes it falls right in your wheelhouse, yeah. Doesn't it?
All right.
Literally.
Let's start the prices. Start with the first one.
So the cheapest, you've got it right. It is a kilo bag of carrots from Coles, $1.50.
Oh. Is that it?
No.
Jeez,
no.
That's very affordable.
I still think that's highway robbery for carrots, but hey ho.
You don't eat any vegetables,
exactly.
So this is a really weird world we're living in at the moment.
Sometimes it just falls that way. The second one you locked in, Nicole, is a Mr. Potato Head Play School and Friends classic figure from Big W.
Yeah.
Price for that?
$18.
$18. Ooh, okay. So, I'm going to turn this on now because to win these tickets, you need the Nutribullet, blah, 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 to be more than $18.
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good. Well, to pick up this Nutribullet juicer dishwasher, 800 mil for fruits and veggies from The Good Guys,
good
it's going to set you back $149.
Oh, yes, yes, I've got it, done it. Woohoo! Well done.
Nice.
Well done, Nicole. You've knocked it out of the park. You've scored two tickets to go and check out The Woman in Black when it comes to Newcastle.
That is so good. Considering I'm running an hour late to work, this is a good start to my day.
Well, very happy Monday to you, Nicole. Well done.
UFM. De Novos.
So last week, obviously Scott wasn't here in studio on Friday. He was off gallivanting around the countryside, you know, going to a wedding, all that good stuff. But that just left Crevo and I in the studio on Friday. And we were having a chat about what's coming up on the weekend.
Weekend plans, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
If Friday rolls around and you think, here we go, this is a couple of days just all about me, you know, and we can do what we want. So tell us what you told me, what your plans were for your Saturday night.
Well, the thing is, because Crevo's been away for a couple of weeks, obviously off on paternity leave, so he's missed quite a bit of, I guess, updates on my personal life.
Ari life updates.
Life
exactly.
updates, yeah. That's it. So I've been filling you in, and it turns out that I've entered in this new era, I suppose, of my life. I've turned over a new leaf and I've started a new hobby on a Saturday night.
So, yeah, as part of it as well, single Ari's on the scene.
Single Ari, that's
and,
me.
And you know, so Saturday nights in the past might have been with the boyfriend doing something, but now you're a free agent.
I have a social life that just does not stop, and it's fantastic. I love it. I've made a bunch of new friends, which is fantastic, obviously, through work and through friends of friends, which is awesome. So now my Saturday nights, they don't always include going out, you know, partying or anything like that, or going out to restaurants.
Right.
I go and hang out with my friends at their house and have what we call musical theatre night.
So you're a big musical theatre nerd,
yeah? Huge.
You know everyone. You go to every show you can.
Yes.
So who have you found that's your musical theatre buddy?
I have a new friend. Yeah, his name's Will. He's lovely. But he's, like, very heavily involved in the musical theatre scene locally around Newcastle. So he's in two shows this year.
He's an actor.
He's an actor. He's a singer. It's not really a dancer. Yes, he's very theatrical.
Right.
Yeah, and his roommate as well, he's always being headhunted to be in musicals as well,
really?
Which I found out over the weekend.
Wow.
He doesn't audition, apparently.
No need.
They call him.
Oh, that sounds... That's... Wow, he must be really good.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't know there was such an underbelly of, like, musical theatre in Newcastle until I met Will and his friends.
Underbelly.
Interesting language. Underbelly. Usually reserved for less, a bit more shady things.
Yes.
I always thought underbelly was the gangsters.
Well, that's what I mean.
I don't know. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing every Saturday night is go over to their place and we just watch a different musical every week.
Yeah.
Sing around the house. We have some cocktails. It's a very fun way to spend a Saturday night.
So are you like reenacting some of these?
No.
Do you want, like, what one did you watch?
So, on Saturday, we watched The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Oh, what a movie.
Oh.
Good movie.
So good.
Now,
sitting there with popcorn and cocktails, singing away. It was great.
Give us a little bit.
Can no.
you sing just a little bit? Because
no.
I reckon you've got a bit of a musical, because you're so into it, right?
So into it.
Is there any chance that you would sing just a tiny bit so we
no.
know?
What, do the Hugh Jackman part.
Yeah.
No. Look, I'll make you guys a deal. So my friend Will, he's trying to campaign, he's advocating rather, he keeps pestering me about it, to come and audition for a couple of things with him.
This is so good. We'll record the audition and your practices and we'll play them out on the show. You heard her say sure.
That's what I heard.
That's a deal.
Look, nobody needs to
we all need
to
hear it.
8 o'clock in the morning.
We 100% need to hear it. I can't wait.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And I found a bit of a hidden Easter egg of Newcastle yesterday as I was on my hot girl walk with my partner. She was up visiting from Sydney.
Yeah. Oh, the lovely Brit.
Lovely Brit, yes. Something to look out for. And I ran this by her and she was like, oh my God, yes, that 100% is exactly as you said.
Ooh.
So if you go to Strzelecki Lookout,
sure.
On the hill at the top of the Anzac Walk.
Yeah.
There is a big sign that says, like, the rules. Don't ride your bike, don't bring your dogs, all this kind of stuff.
Standard.
On the Anzac Walk. Bit of history about the Anzac Walk as well.
Yep.
That's cool. Then they have pictures of cartoon / animated dogs that they've made and put on this sign for a bit of the visual learner. Don't bring this here, as in don't bring your dog.
Okay.
And I'm looking at one of the dogs. Both dogs have names. One of them couldn't care about. The other one is called Fluffy. Now, Fluffy seems to be like a, I'm going to say, like a bulldog or a Rottweiler kind of dog. But his face is what's grabbed my attention because it is perfectly symmetrical.
Why?
They've literally made half a dog's face and then just flipped it onto the other side.
Oh.
So his head is disproportionate to his body and he's identical on either side. There is no, like, difference of features or different looks to the animal.
Okay.
In this cartoon. Definitely worth checking out. Next time you're at Strzelecki Lookout, go and find it, have a look at it,
or
and
just,
think
yeah.
there's something off about that picture, and it's the fact that it is a mirrored half face of a dog.
So to what I read from that is if your dog... it has a different side on each side of its face.
That's
you can
allowed.
You can take it there.
No,
it's only
much.
For identical face
if,
dogs.
If your dog is symmetrical, no chance. But if your dog has a white spot on one side and a black spot on the other, it's fair game.
Come on, Molly the Whippet. We're off for a walk. We go spot the whales together. I'll bring my binoculars, all right? Sounds like a plan.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Over the weekend, caught up with one of my good mates just for a phone catch-up. So
lovely.
He had to move away for work quite far.
Mm.
We used to, you know, be pretty close. But now we just, every, I guess, couple of weeks, we have a phone catch up. How's life going? All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I love that.
He informs me, he said to me, you know what? I'm really well rested, sleeping really well. I said, that's a weird thing to say. But
share that hack with us, please.
Do go on. He said, I bought off the TV what's called a cloud pillow.
What?
So... And I had to do a Google because I'm like, what do you mean a cloud pillow? Essentially what it is it's sort of like the shape of a neck pillow, and then it has a middle bit that comes up that instead of being the neck bit empty in the middle.
Yeah.
So when you lie on the middle bit of the pillow, and it surrounds your head in like a halo of pillow.
Like a tiara kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, okay.
And he said the comfort level is unbelievable.
So it shields for your head.
Sort of. Or it just sort of keeps it in a comfortable position, he said. And he said he's just sleeping so much better. He had a lot of neck pain. And he saw on the TV, if you've got neck pain, you're like this pillow,
oh,
right?
No.
And he, to be fair, my mate is a little bit gullible in that way.
Okay.
He easily is sucked into stuff that is advertised to him.
A good infomercial.
Yeah, well,
He's the prime target.
Just whatever. Like, even you know, a new meal on KFC on TV will just buy it straight away.
Mm.
He's just easily sucked in. Anyway, he said, but this cloud pillow, it's actually unreal. He's like, you should get one. He's trying to sell one to me. I'm like, what, do you own shares in this or something?
You're TBSN's like, no. Best customer right
exactly,
there.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway, he said, it's so good. He said, normally stuff you buy off the TV, already a clue that he loves it. Normally, it's not very good, but this cloud pillow is unbelievable.
It's the fact that this isn't his first time buying stuff from an infomercial that's raising red flags to me.
Well, here's the thing, right? I always thought that the only target of people who buy off stuff off the TV is like, 80-year-old retired people who
not
are sitting
true.
At home, they got nothing to do, and they buy stuff on the TV. Hey, Rick, call now. Oh, I will call now.
It's a pretty bad stereotype, actually. I remember when my mum always tells me this story whenever we see an infomercial pop up on our TV, is when her and my dad first got married and moved in together, they were like, oh, let's get some gear for the kitchen.
Sure.
So, you know, like they still have them actually on those advertisements on TV. They're like those dicers. And
the nicer dicer.
Yeah, like you put a vegetable in like the little container and then you close the lid and it dices it for you.
He's
like, don't buy it. It's so rubbish.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Is it any good? This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. What have you bought off a TV, like, as seen on TV type commercial? And was it any good? Because I just feel like whenever I see them, the items come up on these TV ads, I always think, oh, that's got to be rubbish. You'll use it once and then put it away and never use it again. Mm. But my mate with the cloud pillow, he's claiming it's the best pillow you'll ever buy.
Wow.
I'm a sucker for I get my, obviously, phone, I'm on my phone all the time, so my infomercials deliver the same sort of format, call now, ring now, get now.
Yeah.
I bought years ago a fold-up stand for your phone. So you can, like, it's the shape of shape and size of a credit card, so it fits in your wallet. You pull it out, twist it around like a bionicle transformer thing, and it turns into a stand that you can rest your phone in so you can, like, sit and watch it on an angle. And it broke in 30 seconds.
It was no good. See, sometimes the products are no good.
Macca's toys are better quality, clearly.
There you go. So 4967-4105, what did you buy off the TV? Was it any good? Or maybe it was your mum or something who's bought a bunch of stuff off there. We'd love to hear stories.
Yeah, let's head to Curry with Lauren. Good morning, Lauren. What have you purchased?
Okay, so I purchased this hair scrunchie that has all these messy bits of hair on it.
Oh.
So you just pop your hair up into a bun, chuck that on top, and you have this really cute messy bun.
Okay, I was about to say that. I'm actually wearing a scrunchie right now, Lauren. How big is it and does it actually work? Does it look good? Because it sounds like you've just got feathers on top of your head.
Okay, it looks good. I've never had a comment. People always think that it's my real hair.
Oh,
a successful purchase. And how much was it?
It was $8 or something totally, like, really, really cheap, and I took the gamble and it paid off.
That's not bad.
That is actually a pretty good price. Fair enough, Lauren. Well done.
All right.
To All's End, Liam, morning, mate. What'd you buy off the telly?
I bought one of those ad fitness workout.
Yes!
The Ad Circle Pros.
Yeah.
And are you ripped?
Ripped in 7 days or less, isn't it?
Are you Wall's End's answer to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I should have been, but I ended up hurting my arm with it.
How many uses?
Injuries.
Uses did you get out of it?
I think I got the one use and I never touched it again.
And that is why you should be very careful when buying things off the TV.
From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock. HunterCity.com.au.
1053 New FM and Hunter City Motor Group. I just came to win. Two great locals. Now, let's find some more. New FM's Night Rider.
Oh, this is where we call out names, and if you call back within 10 minutes and 53 seconds, you get yourself in the draw for the beautiful MG ZS. It's an amazing car. How about this? The infotainment system. 8 inches of screen. Yeah, now, for me,
that's
eight,
a lot.
8 inches is big. I mean, huge.
Can you imagine the reversing cameras? That'd be good too.
Oh, absolutely.
That
you see exactly what's behind you.
Put your Spotify up on that screen. Oof. Yeah.
Why would you? Why would you have Spotify? New FM.
That's what you really
need at all
have.
Times.
Spotify is to make sure Spotify works. And then you go, oh, it works, but New FM's better.
Oh, I think on Spotify's the No Post podcast.
Exactly.
I think I fixed that. Phew, that was close. All right. Hunter City Motor Group, they are, of course, the ones involved in this. And my God, what an incredible car. If you want to buy one with your own money, you can as well. Just go see Hunter City Motor Group, but you can win one for free potentially. Mm. Register now, newfm.com.au. I've got three names. Here they go. You ready?
Ready.
First one, Dean Watkins from Charlestown, Madison Brands from Hamilton South, and number three, Craig Rolls from Currumbong. Ooh. If you are one of those people or you know them, call them quick and go, hey, call up New FM now on 4967 4105. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds. The stopwatch has begun.
It's on.
Do it in time and you are in the draw for the beautiful brand new MG ZS. All thanks to Hunter City Motor Group here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
I've been paying very close attention to something I've noticed in our local area for a very long time.
Oh, is it how good just generally the place is? Like,
well, yeah.
Is Newcastle and the Hunter is the best place in the world?
Well, that doesn't need to be said. We already know.
It's a given. Yeah, my bad.
It's
my
already
bad.
Given. Thank
what
you,
have you, what else have you noticed?
So, we have quite a large age demographic, I would say, in our town, right? So,
what, you mean from young people to old?
Hang yes. on.
Yes,
hang
yes
on.
There are.
I've noticed a trend recently.
Right.
It's in young men in particular, okay?
Right.
So I'm talking like
Scott?
From... Yeah, Scott? I'm, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
young.
Yeah.
I'm young. I'm hip.
So in the
I'm with it.
Talking about in the 20s and 30s, let's say.
I'm still me. Age...
Oh, still me?
That's both of us.
We get it. You're young. That's great. Good on you. But the thing is... Young men right now have, I guess, jumped a few generations. I don't know if it's accidental. They're now what I think they're calling grandpa core. They're dressing up like their older counterparts.
Oh, I wear your granddad's clothes, full Macklemoring it.
Pretty much.
Right. So what specifically has triggered this?
So I'm not talking about suspenders or like the weird pants or anything like that. I'm talking about the grandpa kind of... flat caps, like the newsboy caps.
I know the ones you mean.
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh,
think
yeah.
Peaky
yes.
Blinders.
Yep.
Do you reckon that's what kicked it off, maybe?
Maybe. I'm
yeah,
not
Thomas
sure.
Shelby. Mm.
I did a little bit of research as well, and earlier this year in January, there was this whole trend in Vogue and Refinery 29 and all that type of thing. They were talking about how grandpa style is in style now.
How interesting. So you reckon you've noticed this around town?
It's happening.
Like King Street, Friday night, you say you're there with
yep.
your DJ mate. What's her name again?
Kerry.
Yeah, you're there with DJ Kerry.
Yeah.
And you're up there behind the decks looking out over the crowd and you go, there's a grandpa hat. There's
yep.
a grandpa. Wow.
Who would have thought?
It's not as widely used. Like, you can pick them all out in a crowd type of thing. But casually, when you're walking down
it's
the street, going to the shopping centres.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I have two people in my life who wear them right now.
Are they grandparents? Or,
no.
Young people.
They're early 20s.
That's the point.
And I'm like, look, I love a different type of style. Your style is your style and that's fair. But I don't know where this kind of sensationalist love of these little newsboy grandpa caps came from.
It is a weird trend to be coming back. You know what? Interesting you say this also.
Mm.
Our very own new producer, Mark, who you might have been speaking to on the phones if you're ringing up, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Was he wearing one of these on Friday?
Yeah. So Mark just came in to chat to us for a little bit on Friday, myself and Crevo, right? And Scott, you missed it. But he was like walking out the door and I'm like, something looks different about Mark today. And
looks
he was wearing
older.
One of these like plaid flat cap things. And I'm like, oh my God, there's another one.
So
is there any functionality?
No, there's no, it's like, you know, SPF zero, yeah, aren't they? There's no sun protection at all. But I guess a little bit of warmth in winter, maybe. So do you own one, Scott, around the team? Ari, so if you see, you know, because you're single on the scene now these days, yes, right? You're out and about and you see one. Are you thinking, ooh, that's quite good? Or you think it's a bit uncool? Over, what's the Ari rating on the grandpa hat? Is it hot or is it not?
Let me just say this. I'm not going to date someone who looks like they're trying to raid their grandpa's closet. So that's definitely a not.
It's a no from Ari. All right. Well, you've heard it from Newcastle's number one tastemaker. Whilst they might be in trend, they're not ARIA approved.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Big weekend for myself. My housemates got married on Saturday, and it was absolutely beautiful. I cried during the ceremony. Oh, as soon as I saw my housemate walking down the aisle, I started welling up, and she's looking at me, and thank heavens I had my sunglasses on because I was a mess.
Because just for those playing along in the car and at home, you're very close with your housemates, right?
Love my housemates. Yeah, they are fantastic. I've lived them for about the last year and a half.
Yeah.
With a cat, and it's great. And it's, it's been a lot of fun.
You've
it's
sort of become great. Like family over the journey.
Or the second pet in the household.
That's exactly right. I do as much sleeping as the cat, kicking around.
Yeah, there's the cat over there, and there's Scott on the couch as well.
That's exactly right. We're both curled up at their feet. No, it's been a lot of fun, and so to be invited to their wedding was an honour, and it was something that myself and my partner, Britt, were so grateful to be there. Mm. And it was wonderful. It was Adam's Peak Estate in Broke.
Lovely.
Incredible. Fantastic. Can't fault it.
How good.
I got five key takeaways from a wedding that I've gone and experienced, and I think, you know what? These need to be shared.
Hit us.
Takeaway number one, always meet at McDonald's. So the first spot, get this, the bus to take us out to the Hunter Valley, pick up was Edgeworth McDonald's.
Oh.
And do you know how many people, myself included, rocked up to the bus and went, could go a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And so everyone went,
waiting?
Yeah, got a feed, got on the bus, and we're eating Maccas. And everyone's like, well, it's going to be a bit of a wait between by the time we get out to the Hunter Valley and the servers and stuff. Meet at a food place beforehand.
That's actually genius.
Yeah. Stuff your face and off you go. So good.
And sometimes when it's like a fine dining-y kind of wedding, it can be like portions a little bit small.
Of course.
And if you're having, you know, 19 wines responsibly,
of course.
Then it's good to go in on a full stomach. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know if that was planned or whether that's just the bus company said this is where we're going, but either way,
it was
genius. Meet at Macca's, and everyone sort of, again, everyone rocks up to Macca's wearing suit and tie or nice, beautiful dresses, and you go, you're with me. Yes, I'm with you. No one else has got a Macca's dress like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you never. Sometimes.
Sunday morning.
I've seen King Street Macca's. Nobody is going there dressed in suit and tie.
Only the Monopoly man.
Right? Only the Monopoly man. That's true. Second takeaway, always have supplies. And I've been to a couple of weddings where they have this, and I spoke to my housemates about it, is having deodorant, sunscreen, Band-Aids, Panadol, all accessible. And it's like if you go into the bathroom, they've got them there, so you're not having to, like, flurry around or worry about where you're going to keep it. It's already laid out there for you. If you want it, it's there to use.
So well organized.
I went to a wedding during, as we were coming out of the tail end of the COVID lockdowns, and they had hand sanitizer, like, everywhere, of course.
Yeah.
But you could go and get your hand sanitizer. There was sanitary products. There were tissues. There was Panadol. There was deodorant to stock up and keep you going throughout the night.
Wow.
Great for a wedding.
Yes.
Great for a wedding.
Everyone needs
Seems a bit pedantic to me, but moving along.
Moving
like
right
to
along.
Go hard at weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You need a spot to tidy yourself up. I was tidying myself up all throughout the night. You got to check the playlist. You have to check the playlist. So my housemates and I sat down and went through a lot of the songs that we were doing, and there was a lot of great songs.
I like how you're involved in this, by the way.
Did they give you a say in the playlist?
Yeah, they were like, hey, what do you reckon?
We're doing married to them?
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're doing these songs. What do you reckon? What would you suggest? What would you got here? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
And what flowers did you choose for the wedding?
No, it was just like, we're going through the music and you had to pick. Some of the songs obviously went off. They were hits on the dance floor. Veronica's Untouched was something else.
The Nutbush.
The Nutbush wasn't played. The Macarena also vetoed.
Oh.
but Sweet Caroline did not go off. But Daddy Cool and Eagle Rock did. Everyone took the dance off, as you do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the way. Well, that's the tradition of the song. So it's really a matter of reading your audience. Mm. And like there was a big range of music, and you sit there and go, "Oh, Sweet Caroline is going to be an absolute belter," and it just wasn't.
Wow. There you go.
And it's whether it was played too late in the night or too early or whatever. But then, last song of the night was Avril and Skater Boy, the bride's pick. And everyone was up there. Dance floor was heaving.
There you go.
So good.
Were you responsible for Sweet Caroline?
Absolutely not. Okay. No. Polaroids at a wedding for number four. Fourth takeaway out of five. Polaroids revolutionize a wedding. Go and get some. And if you think you're going to use all of your things, like your, what are they called?
Yeah.
Your sachets. Your picture, your photo sachets. Yeah. You will stock up.
They
get lots and lots and lots because you will burn through them like there's no tomorrow. And wrapping things up with my fifth key takeaway from any wedding, have a surprise snack.
Oh.
So they had on the menus that you got served your bread as your entree, your main meals, which was 1-2-1-2. And then your dessert was cake, vanilla donuts. Amazing, by the way. Plus a surprise snack at the end of the night. Now, knowing my housemates, they are fiends for stopping at Metro on the way home from Beaumont Street for a snack pack. Metro petrol station.
Yeah.
So I thought, they're going to get the HSPs. They got somebody making HSPs. Better. They did a sausage sizzle to end the night.
Oh,
you know what? When you've had a lot to drink, that's a good one.
It was a very, very good one. The wedding went off without a hitch. It was absolutely beautiful. And congrats to the happy couple.
Indeed. Hey, you're obviously so well organized now. And when are you getting married to your lovely girlfriend?
I don't ever want to get married.
There we go. We'll leave it on that.
UFM's Night Rider. I just
came to win. For your new car, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group. Visit huntercity.com.au today.
Putting as many people in the draw as we can for this beautiful MG ZS, all thanks to Hunter City Motor Group. Now, we put out the call out for three people around Newcastle and the Hunter. First couple, Dean Watkins from Charlestown, unsuccessful. Also, Madison Brands from Hamilton South, unsuccessful. But Craig Rolls from Currumbong, well done, you're in the draw.
Awesome, thanks, mate.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Newcastle, what a great city we live in. Mm. But one of the things that I guess separates us and great cities around the world, like Rome, Paris, New York, is, in my opinion, the lack of late-night dining options. Now, I've spoken about this on the show before.
Yeah.
It's a big European thing, which I just absolutely love.
Yeah.
Being able to go out late at night and get a full dinner.
Yeah.
And not being just stuck with the basic options.
As you should be able to do.
That's right. You know, this is a world-class city that we live in. Why does the dining scene not reflect that? All the great quality restaurants are there. We just need them open later.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I saw this piece of news pop up over the weekend, and I thought, this is a step in the right direction.
What is that?
Because one of our culinary greats of Newcastle's, the Oasis Kebab Centre on Beaumont Street, Hamilton, have applied for the right for even later night trading. So,
baller move.
You'll be able to get, this is their application is in with council at the moment, sorted out in Uatali. they're planning to be open till 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's not bad. And after a night out, at the Kent.
Well, you finish at the Kent, across the road, and you can be right there. Apparently, they're experiencing, because they close at 2 at the moment, and they get crowds, people lining up at 2, and then they have to cut people off.
Well, nobody should have to feel like they need to end their night out at 1 o'clock in the morning just so they can get a kebab on the way home.
Well, they don't want to miss out.
Yeah, but now you can, wait till 3:30 and then go get a cheeky kebab.
That's it. 4 o'clock is pretty good, too.
Yeah, because
it's breakfast time.
Breakfast
kebabs, thank you.
I mean, what time do you get up, Ari, in the morning? So you could shoot over to Oasis on the way in.
Bring me one, Crevo.
What's your order? If you go
doner kebab,
with
what sauces and sweet stuff do you like? Chili and sour cream, hummus,
sweet chili and sour cream.
We're not serving wedges. It's a kebab.
What a rogue move! What's your order, Scott?
It's a mixed kebab
tomorrow morning.
Yeah, mixed kebab.
Yeah,
garlic barbecue.
Yeah,
no chili. I don't like chili. Mm. Hummus is a hit and miss. Some days I feel like it. Some days I don't. A little bit of tomato. Lots of cheese. Done.
Here's extra a very cheese. Important question, actually. I had this debate with my mother all the time.
Sure.
Tabbouleh or no tabbouleh?
That is not the question. That is not the question.
It should be the question.
Yeah, you got to get Tabbouleh.
Tabbouleh's green, so it's a no from me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scott doesn't like any vegetables.
Nothing green.
Yeah. Well, look, all I can say is good luck in your application, Oasis.
We support you.
Yeah, we support you because then we can actually get breakfast kebabs, which has been my dream for many years. And that's all I want in life. I'm a simple man.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.